For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Heather Engel. Welcome to Identity Belongs to You, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Okta. A trusted partner to businesses around the world, Okta powers identity for the internet by creating great user experiences, increasing customer engagement, improving employee productivity, and getting apps to market faster. To learn more about our sponsor, visit Okta.com. Joining me today is Shiv Ramji. He is Okta's President of Customer Identity Cloud. Shiv, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So our first question, this is an identity podcast. We like to start by asking guests about their identity story. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your current role with Okta?
Yeah, absolutely. So my journey with identity actually started a very, very long time ago. About two decades ago, I started my career as a software engineer. And one of the very, very early apps that I worked on was building the single sign-on portal for Nielsen's field team. So that's when we had to build identity and login solutions in-house. And so I had very direct experience building that portal and scaling that. And then since then, over the last two decades, I've sort of worked at different companies and different products, always using identity downstream for other business needs. So whether it was for building advertising systems or targeting, delivering the right relevant ad to the right person, or it was marketing technology, or before Okta, where I built identity systems for a cloud provider called DigitalOcean. So all along for the last two decades, I've had some interaction with identity, and that journey has led me to now focus on this full-time at Okta. And my role at Okta is really focused on building out our customer identity business. So for context, there are two big use cases we focus on. The workforce one, kind of very well known and obvious, which is all of us log into different applications at work. There's a good chance you're using Okta to log into your cloud applications. But in my world, in customer identity, we are helping our customers build secure and seamless login experiences for our customers who are building either consumer experiences, digital experiences, such as if you're logging into a news website, your favorite workout app, or an airline when you're booking tickets. And then we also solve for identity use cases for B2B or SaaS companies. And so this is a classic example here is you're a company and you're building software products where you want other companies and their employees to access your products. And so we also make their journey pretty seamless and secure.
So that's a great segue into some of what we'd like to talk about today. We're talking about fine-grained authorization, and this is a feature Okta recently rolled out to all their customers that gives developers the ability to manage authorization models when they're building applications. Can you tell us a little bit more about what fine-grained authorization is, and why is it so important to have this capability?
Yeah, so I'll start with dumbing this down to make it very, very easy to understand the differences between authentication, authorization, and I'll go into the details. So think of authentication as kind of like the front door. And what authentication does is essentially verify you are who you are. So when you're logging in, all login systems are trying to verify is Shiv is who he says he is. And we do that with passwords, biometrics, and the like. And then authorization is really, once I have logged in, once I've gone through the front door, what should I have access to inside the application? So a very easy way to think about our complex world today is if you're familiar with using Microsoft Office applications or the Google Workspace products, you know, when you're logging into Drive or Sheets or Docs or Slides, you can visualize the complexity because you can create a document that only you can access. You can create a document and can share it with another employee. You can share that same document with a group of people or a distribution list, but they may have different permissions, right? So some can edit, some can view, some can comment. And so there is an explosion of things you can do once you're inside the application. So what fine-grained authorization is trying to do is this new tool that enables developers to design authorization models where the models themselves are centralized, but they are deployed inside applications so that they are flexible, fast, scalable, and very easy to use. And today, the way this is done, developers essentially have this, what I call authorization logic, really embedded inside the different applications. So tomorrow, if you're building a new feature, or say, for instance, you build a different app, but you want the same users, or you want to utilize the same permissioning schema for your applications, it's not easy to do that. You essentially would go ahead and code that into your new application. And so this really helps development teams and also security teams keep up with evolving security and compliance requirements. And it removes all the complexities of managing this authorization logic in different applications. It centralizes it. And security teams and CISOs love that because they have visibility into the authorization policies, regardless of where they're actually enabled or enacted upon. So that's what we've rolled out to our customers.
So you've mentioned a couple of different things as far as the benefits of fine-grained authorization. How does it differ from traditional authorization models? So, you know, we think of a username or a password plus multi-factor authentication. How is fine-grained authorization different?
So most of our listeners are probably familiar with the common authorization models. And the most common one is what we call role-based access control. And so the way role-based access control works is that likely, let's just take an example. For me, I access tools like Jira, which is our engineering team uses to develop software. And so there's a good chance that for me to have access to Jira, I'm probably added to a group, a role-based access group, such as product managers. And because I'm part of that group, I can now access Jira. That's essentially how access is typically modeled, deployed, and controlled within organizations today. But in the earlier example that I started when I talked about Google Workspace or even other applications, like if you're accessing Dropbox or DocuSign, you have access to what you can do inside that application based on who you are. So one example that I can share is we are trying to solve the complexity. Let's say if you're a recruiting company or a recruiting software. What you will do is you want to give permissions to the hiring manager so the hiring manager can review all candidates for a position. But the interviewers or the interview loop, you don't want every person to have access to every candidate. You only want that interviewer to have access to that specific person that they are scheduled to interview, and they can only access details for that specific interview for that specific candidate. So you can see you need lots of finer grain access controls in that example. Another common scenario that we all sort of face in SaaS or in the modern software world is we all have support teams, right? So if a company wants to give access to a support engineer to customer data for troubleshooting purposes, but they want to do it only for a limited time while the customer support ticket is open, you need the ability to just allow access for that support engineer for that specific resource for that specific time. And so what's happening today in software, we're all building very, very complex systems. We're building complex software with so many different features. And each of those features require very, very fine-grained permissions based on who you are. And so what FGA does, it makes defining these models super, super easy in a central place. And it really allows development teams then to easily deploy that inside their application. It's really just two API calls that they need to implement, and they get the latest and greatest authorization models. And zooming out, if you think of like from a security persona, whether you are a security engineer or if you are a CISO, you really want to make modifications to your authorization policies in one place. And FGA allows you to do that. And developers then don't have to change their application logic. Because you're using those two APIs, they get the latest and greatest authorization models, and they can be rest assured that their applications are using the latest access information.
So this is a feature that is pretty unique to Okta. And you mentioned adding in those APIs for developers in their applications. What are some of the features that FGA allows developers to integrate into their products that maybe they couldn't do before?
I'll start with a couple of areas. The first one is that for authorization, you really need your product to scale. Let me sort of contrast that. When you're logging into an application, you will log in once a day, and generally you can maintain your logged in status for a while. So you're only really processing one login event per user per day or per week. It's very different for authorization. Your access may change pretty regularly. In the example I shared when we're sharing documentations, I may share a document with you, later realize, I don't want you to be able to edit. I want you to just have comment access. So that can happen multiple times in a day. And so an authorization service like FGA really has to scale, because every time you are tapping inside an application, whether it's sharing, changing permissions, creating a new document, editing, you want to make sure that application has the latest authorization information. And so from a scale perspective, this service is probably 50 to 60 times, has to scale 50 to 60 times greater than how an authentication service would have to scale. So that's one. That's one key part of the feature. The second one I had mentioned is you can get as granular as needed with absolute control. So sometimes developers want to manage groups. Sometimes they want to use a Teams concept. Sometimes they may want to use an organization's concept or any real set of users. You can set up all of those different types of permissions and define them in the authorization model. So this really allows for greater security and compliance. And then it really allows flexibility with permissions and access. This really allows developers to make it super, super easy to grant permissions and allow access in their applications. The last two things I'll mention, one of them is related to scale. So this is around latency. This is essentially making sure that FGA is built for really, really high availability and low latency because a lot of our customers' applications are deployed globally. And so our service has to respond to those access requests fairly quickly. And the last thing is this really saves development teams time and resources. And we've seen in a few of the early examples of our deployment, some of our customers had like anywhere between 11 to 26 engineers maintaining authorization systems. And those businesses are now down to just having two or three engineers maintaining the complexity, which is a really, really big improvement in efficiency.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Okta. Your customers' and employees' identities are your responsibility to keep safe. But who is helping you stay safe from identity-based threats? Bots, fraud detection, credential stuffing, compliance issues. These are just some of the challenges that identity can help you detect and mitigate. Okta has thousands of identity experts ready to join your team. From helping you implement zero trust initiatives to rolling out passwordless authentication. So talk to us today and find out how identity can do so much more than you might think. To learn more, visit okta.com. That's OKTA.com.
And now back to the podcast.
Can you give us an example, maybe without naming a specific client, or give us an example where FGA has made a significant impact on application security?
Yeah, I won't be able to name clients, but I will talk about maybe some specific industries where FGA has made a big difference. So we have a customer that's building a healthcare application. That's a consumer healthcare application. They use us for authentication and also use us for fine-grained authorization. And so they are able to do a set very, very fine-grained permissions inside their application and scale that to all of their users. And so in their case, their scale was 60 times what we saw in our login systems. And they were able to easily scale all of the complexity they needed to implement inside a healthcare application. And as you can imagine, for a healthcare application, there is a lot of sensitivity about what you can share or what you can access inside the application, and also what you can share with third parties. And so they're able to implement that in a matter of days. So scale and efficiency are two great examples. Another example is of a software company that essentially serves multiple users. And this is in the construction space, so building houses and buildings and the like. So you can imagine you have so many different stakeholders there. You may have the teams that are managing the building. You may have the teams that are actually responsible for building the actual building. You have third-party suppliers that are responsible for submitting plans, that are responsible for submitting all the different appliances. And so this software is fairly complex, has thousands of customers, has so many different stakeholders. And at each of those stakeholders, the users have different levels of access to what they can do inside these applications. And so in this case, the big benefit to that organization was that they were able to centralize all of this complex logic in one place. In fact, their CISO commented that I've always wanted to have all of this information in one place. Now I am at ease because I can actually go and see what all of my stakeholders have access to across all of our applications. And then the obvious one is, you know, the efficiency gains to the engineering team was pretty significant. I believe they had like a 4x improvement in terms of they were using 1/4 of their engineering capacity now, and they were able to redirect 3/4 of their capacity to other projects.
So our last question is, for an organization who wants to implement FGA, what considerations should those organizations keep in mind when they're implementing it in their applications?
That's a really good question. So I can think of a couple of scenarios where this may be a consideration in your application. So it's fairly common for most applications today to be adding collaboration features. So if you're sharing blueprints, you're sharing documents, you're sharing slides, you're sharing any information, FGA is a great candidate to help solve those complex needs. Another use case could be you are probably for businesses who are selling to other businesses in highly regulated industries where there is extensive auditing and compliance requirements. We've seen FGA be a very, very helpful tool for that. And then if you're a business where, you know, role-based access control just isn't solving your needs anymore. So if you want more granular controls beyond role-based access control, FGA is a great candidate for that. For a lot of our other companies or scenarios that we've seen, where authorization logic is kind of decentralized, which requires constant updates. And I use this example of construction software as one of those where authorization logic sort of sat in all these different applications and now they're centralized. So that was a good use case. And if you have your engineers just spending a lot of time managing authorization instead of focusing on product innovation. And so those are some considerations to think about essentially using a service, a managed service like FGA.
Shiv, this has been a really interesting conversation for me. I know I learned some things about FGA. Do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Yeah, so I think one other last thing I would mention that would be relevant to our listeners is we just made the product generally available. One area that we are working with our security and CISO community, and we meet with them often, is we want to essentially build out all kinds of integrations that can help the security community. So whether it's integration to existing security, like SOC systems or SIEM tools, we're looking into integrating into all of those. We're also looking to integrate into additional policy-based solutions where you are defining your policies in a different place. And we can integrate with that and have FGA be the runtime authorization layer. And so one area that I think our listeners will see more from us is all of these integrations that make it that much more easier to implement FGA inside your application. So be on the lookout for that. I'm really excited about all of the integrations that we will be bringing to market later this year.
Shiv, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Heather Engel. Identity Belongs to You is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Okta. A trusted partner to businesses around the world, Okta powers identity for the internet by creating great user experiences, increasing customer engagement, improving employee productivity, and getting apps to market faster. For more information about our sponsor, visit okta.com. And for more of our media, visit cybersecurityventures.com.